Guys probably didn't expect to see me here, but Rick said he was tired of talking to you guys, so he sent me down here. I'm just kidding, but we feel really good about where we are. We had a good day today. We got two really good football players in Jahlil Johnson and Ben Gideon, who we feel will come in and help our football team and get us to where we want to go. Did a lot of willing and dealing over the last couple of days. That's kind of Rick's trademark, and I'm sure we're probably not done. But we do feel really good about the picks we have, not only today, but on Friday as well. So I'll open it up for any questions.
Like for you, when you've done all the scouting on these guys and Rick keeps trading down and down and down.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of a punch in the gut a little bit, but you know there's a reason for it, and you know we've done all this work on all these guys this year as far as going out to their schools. We started in July, and our scouts have done a phenomenal job of getting all the information that we needed, and we just feel like there's a lot of depth in this draft, and so we felt like we had some room if we wanted to. Trade back and pick up more picks. So, you know, it's always exciting to pick players. And, you know, you want to instantly say, let's go ahead and grab that guy or grab this guy. But there's always a big master plan, and that's kind of how we go.
Without a first rounder, how surprised were you that Cook was still an option for you guys?
Very surprised. I mean, you know, we had him up there on our draft board. All of our scouts liked the player. We knew there was a possibility he would fall. I don't think we saw that he would fall to where he fell, and when he kept falling, we just thought it was too good of a player not to go get.
How much time did you end up putting in on him specifically?
We spent a lot of time, you know, at the combine. Our coaches sat and met with him. You know, we went to his school obviously during the fall. Our scouts went and did their research, and you know, we watched the kid play. You know, I think Rick saw him play personally, and we spoke to him on the phone actually the day we drafted him, and felt really good about that conversation. It was all dried up. You know, I'll let Coach Zimmer kind of figure out where he fits, but we thought he was a really good player. Obviously, we have a lot of contact with the University of Iowa being so close in proximity. I went there myself early in camp and watched him practice. He's a big man. He's strong. He's athletic. So we feel like, you know, he has value. He'll fit in well in that D-line room, and we'll let the chips fall where they may.
All of these guys talk about being high school wrestlers, and I know Coach Zimmer, that's something he did quite a bit. When you hear that, where does that kind of register with you as a scout as to how that can translate to football?
Well, immediately in my mind, I think this guy has incredible toughness and balance, especially for offensive line and defensive line. That's a critical, you know, aspect that you want or attribute that you want to have. And so I just think it just shows that this guy, you know, especially if they were good at it, that they were pretty tough and have pretty good balance.
What about Elflein? What do you see in him?
Elflein was a guy I've actually watched him for several years because I thought he was coming out early last year. And he played some guard in 2015, moved over to center this year. And, you know, just big, tough. Or not as big as you would think, but he's tough. He plays a little bigger than his actual physical size measured at the combine, but he's a really tough guy. He's a competitor. You know, he loves the game of football. He played at a big program and played at a high level.
Said he'll probably begin at center versus guard. I mean, do you think he's a better center than a guard, perhaps?
I think he can play either. Yeah, I think he can play either. You know, obviously he's not the biggest guy in there, and typically you line up some of those guys inside more at center. But this guy has compensating factors in the way that he plays, and it allowed him to be a very good guard at Ohio State in 2015.
When Kennedy gets a hold of Cook as a coach, what do you think will be his priorities to make him, I mean, most running backs like him are NFL ready, but they all have something to work on.
I think typically college backs coming into the NFL, the biggest learning curve, I think, is in the passing game, you know, picking up blitzes, protection, just more mental work. This guy has all the physical tools that you could ever want at that position, which is why we went up and got him. Now, he is a little bit rough around the edges in terms of pass protection. And had some fumbling issues that we need to get cleaned up, but I have no doubt that Kennedy will do a great job of getting them ready. Good. All good?
Go back and make some more trades.
Thanks, guys.